The National School Lunch Program started after World War II because the military was concerned. Many young men had been rejected from the draft because of childhood malnutrition. Kevin Concannon is Undersecretary of Food and Nutrition at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says today, former military generals are concerned again. That's because many 17 to 24-year-olds aren't healthy enough to serve.
27% of them in that age group are so overweight, they don't qualify for military service.
And part of the reason so many have gone from being malnourished from not enough food to malnourished from too much junk food is the school meals program. Everyone from First Lady Michelle Obama to celebrity chef Jamie Oliver is pushing for improvements in the food served in schools. Chef Oliver spent 3 months in Huntington, West Virginia for his program on ABC Food Revolution because it was dubbed the unhealthiest city in America. In this scene, he's working in an elementary school cafeteria and goes with one of the workers to check out the freezer.
The freezer was just basically an Aladdin's cave of processed crap.
Okay, so this is pizza for tomorrow, yeah?
Yes.
So you have pizza for breakfast, but then they have it for what, lunch tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what most of it was. And when I don't know what something is, the alarm bells go off, and I would not ever feed that to my kids, ever.
I'm not getting a good feeling about this.
In his efforts to improve the food in this one school district, we see how many barriers there are to doing something as simple as getting kids to eat fruits and vegetables. There's resistance from cafeteria workers, the school administrators, the parents, and the kids. When Oliver serves roasted chicken instead of chicken nuggets, most of it ends up in the trash. And when the schools do start using his menus, more and more parents send their kids in with brown bag lunches, many filled with candy and potato chips. Kevin Concannon at the USDA says the government can't do anything about the lunches parents send in with their kids, but it can do something about the food served by schools. He says there's a big push right now to serve healthier foods.
The direction that we're going is more fruits, more vegetables, less fat, less sugar, less sodium.
But there's a catch.
Better, healthier foods cost more.
So President Obama is proposing adding $10 billion to school food programs over the next decade. The Senate is looking at adding a little less than half that, $4.5 billion. Either way, Concannon says it's more money than has ever been added to the program.
It's no longer, I think, a political climate of I'm okay, you're okay. I think it's more realization that, hey, this affects health costs, this affects national security, and many of these health conditions are preventable if we get people both to eat healthier and to exercise.
Chef Jamie Oliver agrees more money is needed to provide healthier foods in schools. But right now, he says the government is part of the problem. It offers cheap processed food for almost nothing.
The donated food that you get that is so cheap that you can't resist it, it's from the government.
Yes.
And the government are saying, we want change.
Yes.
Why don't you have some really lovely, cheap processed food?
The USDA says the government food being sold to schools has improved over the years. But many people say it hasn't improved enough to ensure that most U.S. students are offered nutritious meals every day. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.